WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you are a weather enthusiast and follow any news whatsoever, you've probably heard recently about the dangers of the polar vortex. This is deja vu all over again, since the polar vortex has previously gotten a bad rap and bad press. The polar vortex is actually a large area of low pressure and cold air surrounding both of the Earth's poles. It is always in a position near the poles, but undergoes weakening in the summer and strengthening in the winter. The term vortex simply refers to the counterclockwise flow of air that helps keep the colder air near the poles. Many times during winter in the northern hemisphere, the polar vortex will expand, sending cold air southward with the meandering of the jet stream. This occurs fairly regularly during wintertime and is often associated with large outbreaks of Arctic air in the United States. The one occurring now and the one that occurred in January of 2014 are similar to many other cold outbreaks that have occurred in the past, including notable colder outbreaks in 1977, 1982, 1985, and 1989. The polar vortex is not new. It's just getting more attention for the cold over the U.S. It is also not a feature that exists at the Earth's surface. Meteorologists examine the polar vortex by looking at conditions tens of thousands of feet up in the atmosphere. But when we experience extremely cold air from the Arctic regions at Earth's surface, it is sometimes associated with the movement of the polar vortex. And this feature is not confined to the United States. Portions of Europe and Asia also experience cold surges connected to the polar vortex. By itself, the polar vortex is not some rabid, frozen tornado fixed on destroying the world. The danger to humans is the magnitude of how cold temperatures will get when the polar vortex sends Arctic air southward into areas that are just not typically that cold. So there is no cause to be alarmed when you hear about the polar vortex, but you should be prepared for cold temperatures. Keep current on the latest forecast for your area so you can dress appropriately, and it's a good idea to check the items in your home and car emergency kits at the beginning of each winter to ensure that you are prepared for any type of hazardous winter weather. And oh yes, the official start of winter is just a few days away on December the 21st. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.